Leviticus chapter 10. Subsequently, Aaron's sons Nadab and Abihu each took their censer, and they put fire in them, and they put incense on it, and they offered strange fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. At this, fire went out from the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord spoke about when he said, 'I will be sanctified among those who draw near to me, and I will be glorified in the presence of all the people.'" And Aaron was silent. Then Moses called for Mishael and Elzaphan, the sons of Uziel, Aaron's uncle, and he said to them, "Come near and carry your brothers from the front of the holy place to outside the camp." So they came near and carried them in their tunics to outside the camp, as Moses had told them. Then Moses said to Aaron and to Eleazar and to Ithamar his sons, "Do not shave your heads, and do not rip the seam of your clothes, so that you do not die, and he becomes angry with the whole congregation. And as for your brothers, let the whole house of Israel bewail the conflagration with which the Lord burned them. And you will not go out of the entrance to the tent of contact, so that you do not die, for the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you." And they acted according to Moses' word. Then the Lord spoke to Aaron and said, "Do not drink wine or strong drink, either you or your sons with you, when you come to the tent of contact, so that you do not die. It is an age-abiding statute for your generations, and to make a distinction between what is holy and what is profane, and between what is unclean and what is clean, and to teach the sons of Israel all the statutes which the Lord has spoken to them through the intermediacy of Moses." And Moses said to Aaron, and to Eleazar and to Ithamar, his remaining sons, "Take the meal offering which remains from the fire offerings of the Lord, and eat it, unleavened, beside the altar, for it is a holy of holies. And you will eat it in a holy place, for it is a statute for you and a statute for your sons, one of the fire offerings of the Lord, for so I have been commanded. And you will eat the breast of the wave offering and the front leg of the heave offering in a clean place, you and your sons and your daughters with you, for they have been given as a statute for you and as a statute for your sons among the sacrifices of peace offerings of the sons of Israel. They will bring the front leg of the heave offering and the breast of the wave offering with the fire offerings of the fatty parts to wave as a wave offering before the Lord, and it will be an age-abiding statute for you and for your sons, as the Lord has commanded." And Moses carefully sought the goat for the sin offering, but he found out that it had already been burned, and he became angry with Eleazar and with Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons, and he said, "Why did you not eat the sin offering in the holy place? For it is a holy of holies. And he gave it to you to bear the iniquity of the congregation, to atone for them before the Lord. Look, its blood has not been brought to within the holy place. You must definitely eat it in the holy place as I commanded." And Aaron said to Moses, "Look, they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord today, and things like this have befallen me. If I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been acceptable in the Lord's eyes?" And Moses heard it, and it was accepted in his sight.